Let's read that verse 15 again. But thou didst trust in thine own beauty, and playest a harlot because of thy renown, and pouredst out thy fornications on every one that passed by. His it was, verse 16, and of thy garments thou didst take, and deckest thy high places with the divers colors, and playest the harlot thereupon. The like things shall not come, neither shall it be so. Verse 30, how weak is thine heart, says thou surest, seeing thou doest all these things, the work of an impervious, whorish woman, and that thou buildest thine eminent place in the head of every way, and makest thine high place in every street, and hast not been as an harlot, and that thou scornest hire. Verse 32. But as a wife that committeth adultery, which taketh strangers instead of her husband, 33, they give gifts unto all whores, but thou givest thy gifts to all thy lovers, and hirest them, that they may come unto thee on every side for thy whoredom. Verse 34. And the contrary is in thee from other women, and thou whoredest. Whereas none followeth thee to commit whoredom, and in that thou givest a reward, and no reward is given unto thee, therefore thou art contrary. John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in the Father Yahweh, believe also in me, Yahshua. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Okay, that was verse 4. Verse 23 of John 14. For the Yahshua answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. So, the Father and the Son will come to us, to his kingdom, and make their abode with us. Galatians chapter 3, verse 2. For this only would I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of the faith. Faith in what? Faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant. Hebrews chapter 10. Uh, 19 and 20, the new and living way. Verse 5, Galatians 3. He therefore that ministers unto you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hand of the faith? Question mark. Faith in what again? Faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant, Hebrews 10. Even as Abraham believed Yahshua, or be the Father Yahweh, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Verse 7. Know ye therefore that they which are of the faith and the blood of the everlasting covenant of Yahshua, Hebrews 10, 19 and 20, the same are the children of the Abraham. And the scriptures foreseeing that the Yahshua would justify the heathen through the faith in his blood, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, and they shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, Hebrews 10:19 and 20, the new and living way, are blessed with the faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is every one that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of the Yahshua, it is evident. For the just shall live by the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant of Yahshua, the new and living way, Hebrews 10:19 and 20. verse 12. And the law is not as a faith in the blood of the Asherah, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Verse 13. For the Asherah hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, and made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Verse 14. That the blessing of the Abraham might come on the Gentiles through the Asherah, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Asherah, the new and living way, Hebrews 10, 19, and 20. Verse 15. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Verse 16. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one. And unto thy seed, which is the Yahshua, verse 17, and this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before the of the Yahweh and his son Yahshua with the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. Verse 18, for if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of the promise. But the Yeshua, for the Yahweh the Father gave it unto Abraham by the promise. Verse 19, wherefore then serveth the law? What law? The law of the sanctuary. It was added because of the transgressions, till the seed should come unto whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by the angels in the hand of a mediator, Yeshua as a mediator. Verse 20, now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but Yeshua is one. Verse 21, is the law then against the promises of the Yahweh? Yahweh forbid, for if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture has concluded that all are under sin, that the promise by the faith in the blood of the Asherah might be given unto them that believe. That before faith came, we were kept under or with the law, shut up unto the faith in the blood of the Asherah, which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law, Moses' law, was our schoolmaster to bring us unto the Asherah, that we might be justified by the faith in the blood of the Asherah, Hebrews 10, 19, and 20, the new and living way. But after that faith and the blood of Yahshua is come, we are no longer under or with a schoolmaster of the old covenant. For you are all the children of the Yahshua by the faith and the blood of the Yahshua. Verse 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into the Yahshua have put on the Yahshua. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in the Yahshua. Verse 29. And if you be Yahshua's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Ephesians 6:9. And ye masters do the same thing unto them, forbearing threatenings, knowing that your master Yahshua also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. According to Galatians 3:28-29 and Ephesians 6:9, no one can say women are excluded from the 144,000. There is no singular race of people in this either. All are one under Yahshua and his plan of his salvation. Galatians 4:1. Now I say that the heir, Yahshua, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be a ruler of all. Verse 2, Galatians 4. But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Verse 3. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. Verse 4. But when the fullness of the time was come, Yahweh, the Father, sent forth his Son, Yahshua, made of a woman, made under the law. Verse 5. For the redeeming them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Verse 6. And because you are sons, Yahweh, the Father, has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Verse 7. Wherefore thou no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of the Yahweh, through his Son Yahshua. Verse 9. But now, after that you have known the Son, the Yahshua, or rather are known of the Yahshua, how turn you again unto the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto you desire to be in bondage, again to be in bondage. Verse 10. You observe days and months and times and years. I'm afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. Verse 21. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? Question mark. 22. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. Verse 23. But he who was of the bondwoman, Hagar, was born after flesh, but he of the free woman, Sarah, was by the promise. Verse 24. Which things are an allegory or a figure? For these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which gendereth the bondage, which is Hagar, H-A-G-A-R, Verse 25, for this Hagar, or Agar, is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answers unto Jerusalem, which now is her earthly, and is in bondage with her children, the Jews. That's in verse 26. That Yahrushim, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. Verse 27. For it is written, Rejoice, thou barren, Sarah, that bearest not. Break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate Sarah hath many more children than she which hath an husband. Verse 28. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of the promise. Number 29. But as then he that was born after flesh, Ishmael, persecuted him, Isaac, that was born after spirit, even so it is now. Verse 20, 30. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her sons, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. Verse 31. So then, brethren, we are not the children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Hebrews 7:11. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of the necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. Verse 14. For it is evident that our Savior sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning the priesthood. Verse 15, and it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of the Melchizedek, there arises another priest. Verse 16, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. Verse 17, for he testifies, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. 18, for there is really a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. Verse 19, for the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto the Father Yahweh. Verse 20, and insomuch as not without an oath he was made a priest. Verse 21, for those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, for the Yahshua, for the Yahweh swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of the Melchizedek. 22, by so much was the Yahshua made a surety of a better testament. Verse 23, and they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. Verse 24, but this man Yahshua, because he continued ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Verse 25, wherefore he is able also to save them unto the utmost that come unto the Father by him, seeing Yahshua the Son ever liveth and make intercession for them. Verse 26, for such an high priest became us, he was holy, harmless, and undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heaven. Okay, part 2, verse 27, Hebrews 11, Hebrews 7, 27. Who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sin, and then for the people's, for this he did once when he offered up himself. Verse 28, for the law maketh men high priests, which have infirmity, but the word of the oath, which was sent the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry. By how much also he the Yahshua is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon the better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. Verse 8, for the finding fault with them, he says, behold, the days come, saith Yahshua, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Verse 9, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith Yahshua. Verse 10, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith Yahshua. I will put my laws into their mind, and write them in their hearts, and I will be unto them a father, and they shall be unto me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know to Yahshua. For all shall know me, from the least unto the greatest. Verse 12, for I will be merciful unto their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities, but I will remember no more. Verse 13, and that he saith a new covenant he hath made the first old, now that which decayeth and waxes old is ready to vanish away. Hebrews 9, 1. And verily the first covenant had also ordinances of the divine service, and a worldly sanctuary. Verse 2. For there was a tabernacle made in the first, wherein was the candlestick and the table, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. Hebrews 9:3. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant. Verse 4. Overlaid round about with the gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. Verse 5. And over it the cherubims of the glory shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Verse 6. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of the Yahweh. Verse 7. But into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. Verse 8. For the Holy Spirit just signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing. Verse 9, which was a figure for the time then present, and which were offered both gifts and sacrifices, that should not make him that did the service perfect, as pertaining unto the conscience. Verse 10, which did only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of the Reformation, that the Yeshua being come and high priest of the good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with the hand, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of the goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Verse 13, for if the blood of the bulls and of goats and the ashes of the heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctified to the purifying of the flesh. Verse 14, how much more shall the blood of the Yeshua, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without the spot unto the Yahweh, purge your conscience from the dead works to serve the living Yeshua, the Son of Yahweh. And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament by the means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament. They which are called might receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. Verse 16. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. Verse 17. For a testament, will, that is W-I-L-L, is of the force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Verse 18. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. 19. For when Moses had spoken every precept unto all the people according unto the law, he took the blood of the calves and of the goats with the water and scarlet wool, and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all of the people. 20. Saying, this is the blood of the testament which the Yahweh hath enjoined unto you. 21. Moreover, he sprinkled with the blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the sanctuary. 22. And almost all things are by the law purged with the blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission. It is therefore necessary that the patterns of the things in the heaven should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with the better sacrifices than these. For Yahshua is not entered into the holy places made with the hands, which are the figures of the true, but into the heaven itself now to appear in the presence of the Father Yahweh for us. Verse 25. Nor yet that he should offer himself often As the high priest enters into the holy place every year with the blood of others, verse 26, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Verse 27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment, verse 28, so the Yahshua was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1, for the law having a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of the thing, can never with those sacrifices which they offer year by year continually make the comers there unto perfect. Verse 2, for then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin. Verse 3, but in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. 4, for it is not possible that the blood of the bulls and of the goats should take away sin. 5, wherefore when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. 6, and the burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. 7, then said I, lo, I, the Yahshua, come in the volume of the book, the Old Testament, it is written of me, to do thy will, O Yahweh. Verse 8, above when he said, sacrifice and offering, and burnt offerings, and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hadest pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Verse 9, then said he, Yahshua, lo, I come to do thy will, O Yahweh, for he taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Verse 10, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of the Yahshua once for all. Verse 11, and every high priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sin. Verse 12, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of the Yahweh the Father. 13, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. 14, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. 15, wherefore the Holy Spirit also is a witness unto us, for after that he has said before. Verse 16, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says Yahshua, for I will put my laws into their hearts and in their minds, but I write them. 17, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. 18, now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. 19, having therefore brethren boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Yahshua. 20, by a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. 21, and having a high priest over the house of the Yahweh. 19, having therefore brethren boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Yahshua. 20, by a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. 21, and having a high priest over the house of the Yahweh. Verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart and a full assurance of the faith and the blood of Yahshua, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with the pure water. Verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith and the blood of Yahshua, without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. 24. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. 26. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. 27. But a certain fearful looking for of the judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. 28. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. 29. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under the foot the Son of the Yahweh, and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, hath done despite unto the Spirit of the grace. Verse 30, for we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith Yahshua. And again, Yahshua shall judge his people. 31. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living Yahweh. 32. But call to remembrance the former days, in which after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of the afflictions. 33. Partly, while thou were made a gazing stock both by the reproaches and afflictions, and partly, while she became companions of them that were so used. 34. For you had compassion of me and my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourself that you have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. 35. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath the great recompense of the reward. 36. For you have need of the patience, that after you have done the will of the Father Yahweh, you might receive the promise. 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. 38. Now the just shall live by the faith and the blood of the Yahshua, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Verse 29. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Revelation 14:1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from the heaven as the voice of the many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of the harpers harping with their harps. Verse 3, and they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and that no man should learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Verse 4, these are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto the Yahweh and unto the Lamb. 5. And in their mouth is found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of the Yahweh. 6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of the heaven, having the everlasting gospel, that is, the preaching of the plan of salvation, the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua, with faith in his blood. Hebrews 10:19-20, the new and living way, unto them that dwell on the earth, and unto every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear the Father Yahweh, and give glory unto him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made the heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of the waters. Revelation 20, verse 1, and I saw an angel come down from the heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Verse 3, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should not deceive the nations anymore, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. 4, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were to be headed for the witness of the Yahshua and for the word of the Yahweh, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with the Yahshua 1,000 years. Verse 5, but the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. 6, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of the Yahweh and of his son Yahshua, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. 7, and when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. 8, and shall go out to deceive the nation that are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from the Yahweh out of the heaven and devoured them. 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of the fire and the brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before the Yahweh, and the books were open, and another book was opened, which is the book of the life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according unto their works. Verse 13, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according unto their works. 14, and death and hell were cast into the lake of the fire. This is the second death. Verse 15, and whosoever was not found written in the book of the life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 21:1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Verse 2, and I, John, saw the holy city near Jerusalem coming down from Yahweh out of the heaven, and prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Verse 3, and I heard a great voice out of the heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of the Yahweh is with men, and he will dwell with them. It said again, and I heard a great voice out of the heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of the Yahshua, the son of Yahweh, is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and the Yahshua himself shall be with them, and he be their Savior. Verse 4, and the Yahshua shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Verse 6, and he said unto me, to the Son, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is the thirst of the fountain of the water of the life freely. Verse 7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his Yahshua, and he shall be my son. Verse 8, that the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with the fire and brimstone, which is the second death. 9, and there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Galatians 4:24. Which things are an allegory for a figure, for these are the two covers. Verse 26, but Jerusalem which is above is free, which is the mother of us all. Verse 10, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, the mother of us all, descending out of the heaven from the Yahweh. 11, having the glory of the Yahweh, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as a crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had the 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written therein, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, the 144,000, the bride, the Lamb's wife, 12 tribes of Israel. Number 13, on the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. Verse 14, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Verse 22, and I saw no temple therein, for the Yahweh Almighty and the Lamb Yahshua are the temple of it. 23, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of the Yahshua did light, or the glory of Yahweh the Father did lighten it, and the Lamb, the Son, Yahshua, is the light thereof. 24, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. 25, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by the day, for there shall be no night there. 26, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. 27, and there shall be no wise, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Isaiah 54:11-12 contains another wonderful promise and shows the purity and holiness of the Yahweh's people. O thou afflicted, tossed with the tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with the fair colors, and lay thy foundations with the sapphires, and I will make thy windows of the agate, and thy gates of the carbuncle, and all thy borders of the pleasant stone. For this scripture could hardly refer to the New Jerusalem, the holy city, for there is no reference made of the walls of the city having windows, nor could there be any necessity for them, for the 12 gates only are mentioned. Furthermore, the gates are made of the one great pearl and not of the carbuncle. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, for every several gate was one of pearl. Revelation 21:21. For the verses being considered at this time refer to a spiritual house of which the Solomon Temple was a symbol, this spiritual house is referred to by the Paul in Ephesians 2:20-22, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, for Yeshua Messiah himself being the chief cornerstone. Let's do it again. And are built up upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with the Yeshua Messiah himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into an holy temple in the Yahweh, the Father, in whom you also are built together for an habitation of the Yahweh through the Spirit. For this spiritual house has the foundations, windows, gates, and borders, enclosures. The foundations refer to the apostles, Yeshua, Messiah himself being the chief cornerstone. See Ephesians 2:20. The windows of a house are used to give light. This has reference to the prophets who foresee things in advance and give the light upon the subject, as in the 1 Samuel 9:9. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of the Yahweh, thus he spake, "Come, and let us go to the seer." For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. The gates of the house serve the purpose to let in those who have the right and to keep out all others. This could have no other meaning than the watchman on the walls of the Zion, the ministry, the borders or enclosures mean the church members, the lively stones, 1 Peter 2:5. Ye also, as the lively stones, are built up as a spiritual house and holy priesthood for the offering up of the spiritual sacrifices, acceptable unto the Yahweh by his son Yahshua. For the kind and quality of the material used here in this spiritual house, it is the most precious known to humanity. I will lay thy stones with the fair colors. Isaiah 54:11. Foundations of the sapphires, windows of the agates, gates of the carbuncles, and borders of the pleasant stone. Think of the Yeshua as the precious cornerstone. The apostles who sacrificed their lives as a wonderful foundation. The prophets, many of whom were killed by the cruelty, even unto the extent of being sawed between two logs, as the windows to give light to this beautiful house, and those in the church during the Dark Ages who suffered and were tortured by the cruel persecutors to beautify the borders of this most glorious spiritual house. Let each one ask himself, am I fitted to be used in this spiritual structure whose stones are of the fair colors? Am I willing to trust in the Yahweh and suffer for him or whatever he may permit for my good? Or do I want the world and heaven also? Can we serve the Yahweh and Mammon? Can we in any way disregard the instructions given unto us by the Spirit of the Yahweh and expect to be fitted among those who would rather die than disobey in the smallest of his commands? How fearful the thought! Can the church supplant the instructions of the Yahweh with the wise plans of men? End of our reading. Let us close now.